that I'm about to say be filled with your grace. Where these are my words only, I pray that no harm will come. So we're on week 3 of our conversation about grace. This 3-part sermon series is based upon John Wesley's 3-part understanding of grace that he used to teach his followers in the early Methodist movement. We're going to keep reviewing just in case anybody needed to take more notes this week. Make sure everybody's on the same page. If you've already got it, great. I'm going to say it again. We've talked about prevenient grace, the grace that invites us into relationship with God and with God's beloved community. We've talked about justifying grace, the grace that forgives us and adopts us as one of God's beloved children. Today we talk about sanctifying grace. This is the grace that forms us, the grace that teaches us and shapes us over our whole lifetimes, and it helps us to heal from the brokenness that we experience simply by living in a painful world. John Wesley's metaphor of the house can continue to instruct us this week. After the invitation of prevenient grace, which invites and entices us into the house, and after we humbly accept that invitation, crossing over the threshold and experiencing forgiveness in justifying grace, now we are inside the house. As Jesus says, "My Father's house has many rooms." John Wesley likened these many rooms to the many ways and places that God works on our hearts to heal us and help us learn to love as God loves. Let's think about this from the perspective of a child at home a little further, shall we? Every room in a house has some particular and some general lessons about love that parents and grandparents try to pass along to their children. We already talked about the kitchen, a couple little examples. What about the dining room, where we learn to break bread together? We learn to have loving conversations that often include simply checking in about the day's events. How was your day? We might ask one another and listen. We learn to thank God at that dining table, as well as one another, for the food that we eat. We learn to listen, and we learn the love of being listened to. We learn the care that our parents, both mortal and divine, have for us as they make sure that we are fed. All of this, and likely so much more, is taught to us around the dining room table. How about the living room? In there, maybe we are taught how to read, as our to those moments when sickness has taken a firm hold, and whether or not we know it, our patient, loving parent cleans up after us. I remember a time, this was not so long ago, just in the last few years, when one of my girls got sick in the middle of the night and missed the easy cleanup vomit catcher toilet. Waking up to a sad and somewhat ashamed child in crisis and then seeing the bathroom floor, oh Lord. After getting her tidied up and back together, I remember looking at that floor and saying out loud to the darkness, isn't there another mom around here somewhere? So another mom who can clean this up. Do I have to be a mom right now? No, I guess not. I guess I'm a mom. Here we go. If caring for a sick kid in the middle of the night and cleaning up the sick off the floor isn't love, I don't know what it is. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Are you humble and poor in spirit? Have you loved so much that now you mourn the loss of a loved one? Are you meek? Do you hunger and thirst for righteousness? Are you merciful? Are you pure in heart? Are you a peacemaker? Are we becoming more of those things each day? The scriptures are one piece of our sanctification process. It is one of the personal holiness practices, along with prayer and worship, accountability groups, and other spiritual disciplines. Wesley also taught us that social holiness practices are equally sanctifying, visiting the sick, feeding the hungry, welcoming the stranger, standing up for the oppressed, etc. I can't cover them all in one sermon, which is why we have sermons. Hopefully, these shared learnings over time help to sanctify us. For most of us here, the sanctification process has been going on for some years now, though there may be some who are just beginning. If so, welcome to God's household. Our God is a loving parent who teaches us throughout our whole lives. We are all struggling to learn as we go. This is the grace that keeps on giving. I know I'm not finished yet. Thank God that God is still working on me. I still have a long ways to go.